Ms. Duckworth, we're going to go to you.
All right, I'm ready to go. Thank you. I want to thank the chair and ranking member for convening today's hearing, and I want to thank the nominees for participating in this very important conversation. Mr. Landsberg, you have been nominated to serve in an incredibly important position that requires a strong commitment to independence and speaking hard truths, despite the risk of upsetting industry and other government agencies. As you know, Congress has given NTSB a unique mission to prioritize safety above all other concerns, and NTSB's role in providing clear guidance to Congress and the public on what is the safest course of action, irrespective of costs or political hurdles, is incredibly valued. That's why we value the NTSB. When it comes to civil aviation policy, we already have plenty of industry-backed panels and diligent government agencies who are required to listen to all stakeholders and seek compromises to achieve and improve the status quo. What we only have one of is a strong, credible, and independent voice that is solely focused on improving transportation safety. That is why I was concerned to learn about your previous writings that suggest that you believe that the FAA's 1,500-hour rule has not benefited the flying public. As recently as last month, FAA Administrator Michael Huerta has suggested that our nation's civil aviation system remains safer and better off as a result of the 1,500-hour rule. So, yes or no, do you agree with Administrator Huerta?
Senator, first off, let me, as a family who has lost a loved one due to the incompetence of others, I have great empathy for the Colgan families, and I commend their response to taking action. As far as my writings were concerned, which I think...
Well, my question of you was, do you agree with Michael Herta's statement that our nation's civil aviation system remains safer and better off as a result of the 1,500-hour rule? There's a simple yes or no.
I think that there are two aviation rulemaking advisory committees as recently as one.
Are we
last
better
week.
Off? Since the rule, has it been safer?
As recently as last week, who had struggled with this. I believe in the performance of pilots, and I think that setting an arbitrary number is not necessarily the best way to go.
Looking at the accident rates since the 1,500-hour rule in terms of fatalities in U.S. commercial aviation, yes or no, do you agree with
the accident rate? The accident rate has gone down.
Fatalities.
And that's
okay,
due
thank
to
you. Thank you. I'm running out of time. I apologize. I apologize. The chairman can give you more time to respond, but I only have 2 minutes left.
I understand.
Pilots need to know how aircraft respond in all conditions. Classroom and simulator experience is helpful, but they are not a substitute for preparing a pilot for the split-second decisions required to operate aircraft safely. Before the 2009 Colgan air crash, pilots only needed 250 hours of experience before becoming a first officer. This included only 50 hours of cross-country experience, 5 hours of night experience, and 10 hours of instrument time. And today, pilots must obtain 500 hours of cross-country experience, 100 hours of night experience, and 75 hours of instrument time, as well as gain multi-engine aircraft experience and an aircraft type rating. This is why it's been safer since the 1,500-hour rule was put into effect. Since these rules were enacted 8 years ago, we've had zero fatalities on passenger airlines compared with 154 tragic airline fatalities in the 8 years preceding the reforms, in addition to the Colgan air crash. If confirmed, Mr. Landsberg, are you committed to providing independent recommendations for pilot and first officer training certification requirements that would achieve the safest civil aviation system, not what is the safest system balanced against industry claims of pilot shortages, just simply what is safest?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.